All right, we're returning from Disneyland, the Build Conference. Tweet questions to #CH9 Live. This is Going Native Live Part 2. I'm sure you can see some familiar faces up here. Joining us now, Herb Sutter. Thanks for coming on, Herb. And Joanna Mason. Thanks for coming on. And, of course, Tony Goodhue. So without further ado, we're going to jump right into this question, and then we'll talk about who you guys are and what you do. Herb, just how extensible is the restrict keyword in C++ AMP? Can I make my own restricts? How does that work?
So this is talking about C++ AMP
Yes. In
particular. And so first of all, we're really proud that we were able to do the design with minimal language extensions. That's the only new language feature, plus as a storage class. So Okay. The rest we could do as a library. So first of all, that's the snapshot of what they're asking about, is this feature. By the way, one other thing people ask, is this the same as C99 restrict?
Yeah.
No, it's not. Neither does it conflict. It was a great word that happened to be already reserved in the C99 standard, so that was a good way of following the path that standards had already blazed, and so we surface it this way. Now, one of the nice things that it lets you do is, on a function, you can say restrict, say, AMP, or restrict CPU, and then operate in a subset of the language and talk about language subsetting in the language. That's what it's for.
Okay.
You can overload, specialize templates, all these kinds of good things. And those are not user extensible. Those are tags that are for the compiler. Now, as we work with compiler partners, because there are now quite a few other companies besides Microsoft who are actually in the middle of implementing C++ AMP, which we're great about, including for non-Windows platforms, since we've made it an open spec, as they need to have new restriction qualifiers, we're working with them to make sure they have what they need for their hardware. But it's really important to minimize this set, because you do not want 100 of them and then just generate 100 overloads and combinations for all sorts of things. So users can't extend them, not at this point, but some other people who want to use this restriction for specific hardware or to do specific new things can do it. The compiler has to be aware of what's done. So that gives you not just the answer, but sort of a flavor for why.
Oh, that's awesome. A typical Herb answer. So we also have Joanna Mason here, and you are sort of running the XAML design surface team? Or?
Yeah, so I work on Expression Blend,
okay.
And as we announced, we sort of merged the teams with the XAML designer and Visual Studio. So my team owns all XAML authoring in Visual Studio and Expression Blend.
Cool. And, of course, you can use XAML with C++ underneath and write a Metro app.
Yeah. Yep.
That's quite nice.
It is so cool.
Yeah. So now all those C++ developers are going to get the same love from the tooling.
Good.
The C# and VB developers.
Say that again.
Yeah.
C++ developers are going to get the same love, designer love, for the C# and VB developers have had. Yeah. So
this
really
just feels really good.
That's awesome.
Really
great.
It's not the studio lights that are making you feel warm inside.
Oh, no. Hey, I said at the beginning of my talk yesterday, I don't know if it was cut off before the beginning of what was recorded, but I haven't had this much fun in a software development conference possibly ever, but certainly at least since the 90s when OO was new. This is really exciting and a breath of fresh air. So
awesome.
This industry is doing exciting stuff, and it's good to be part of it.
Absolutely. And it's nice to see all languages on equal footing.
Yeah.
The happiness of and, I
think. Happiness and and. I love that, Tony. You're
the
right.
Land of and. I think there's a trademark on
well,
that.
Well, it's, like there's the tyranny of all, which is how we used to live, and now there's the happiness of and.
Excellent, man. Tony for president. Program Max asks, thank you for the new C++ editions found in VC11, but I'm anxious for more. In VC11 SP1 maybe? So Herb, a blog post was made by...
Just on Monday.
Just on Monday by Stefan C. Lavaway. We love him. STL, we call him.
Tell me this. Microsoft.
In there, he had a list, and Tony, you can talk about this too if you want. So he's asking... Not everything is implemented. That was their first critique. Can you talk about what he's asking you? Everyone's anxious for why we didn't go out with everything. What's your take on that? Yeah.
So there's a couple of aspects of that. So let me answer that, because I think you're being too nice about it.
I'm a nice guy.
We are as disappointed as many in the community are for what didn't get in the product, and it wasn't because we didn't try. So let me explain what happened. And this will give you everybody an idea of where we are. We really do care about C++, including ISO C++ 11 that we've contributed a lot of time and energy and are going to continue to do. But here's what happened.
Okay.
So looking backwards, in Visual Studio 2010, which we've already shipped, we were among the first to ship many pre-standard C++ 11 features, including lambda functions, auto, decal type, R-value references with move semantics, null pointer, a bunch of other stuff. And that was before there was even a standard. I mean, remember, there's only been a standard that stopped moving in the last month. So the standard hasn't even been published yet, but it's good that compiler implementers across the industry, including us, were out in the forefront implementing some of those things. Now, there's a cost to that, because our value references changed design several times, which means we had to re-implement several times. That's additional churn cost for us. And for customers, sometimes changes break customers. But the trade-off is worth it. We don't regret doing it. Mm-hmm. But there's always a trade-off in being first, especially before the ink has dried on the standard. So looking back, we've already been out in front. We also shipped large parts of the C++ 11 standard library, everything in TR1, mm-hmm. and we felt really good about that. In this release, we were and are going to do more. So here's what we did do. We are now shipping the entire C++ 11 standard library. You can rely on threads, mutexes, atomics, futures. We didn't just implement it to say, oh, here's a checkbox, feature looks, SCD future works. Mm-hmm. We are also implementing other, extending other Microsoft libraries like PPL for multi-core scalability, parallel computing, mm-hmm. Concert. We shipped that in VS 2010, and we're now in VS 11, adding to that and integrating it with SCD futures.
Excellent.
So it's not just the silo thing, but we're actually implementing the standard and integrating it in our product so people can use the standard seamlessly and really leverage that and use the standard stuff as much as possible, even when doing Microsoft-specific things. Mm-hmm. The standards are important. Now, we did the whole C++ standard library, which is half the standard. The other half is the language, which we already did some stuff, but people are very disappointed that we didn't do more. We did a couple of things, but why didn't Microsoft in this next release do more for the C++ standard language? Mm-hmm. And we got caught between a rock and a hard place. We got caught in a trap. Here's what happened. We tried. We said, okay, we're doing all this good stuff for WinRT. That's really important to keep C++ relevant in the tablet and mobile market space, mm-hmm. and to be relevant as a first-class citizen on Windows. So that required us to sign up for a lot of work, which we did, not to the exclusion of C++ 11. We also saw one other major trend in the industry, which is to GPGPU computing, where C is dominating. C++ is being left in the dirt. And that's no good, because our whole value proposition is to be able to access the full hardware. And if C can be way better at accessing the hardware because the mainstream platform has shifted to include GPUs and C++ can't access it, that hits directly at the core value of C++. That's not proper. That's not tenable or something we can live with.
Okay.
But even that was not instead of C++ 11. So here's the final thing. We decided, despite all these other things, we are going to do C++ 11 work. And we pulled our partners, pulled our customers internally. What's the thing that people would value the most? And it was variadic templates. People have been asking for that. Our partners who are implementing libraries are asking for it. We want it because we think it's a great feature.
Yes.
And we committed a senior developer for many months to implement it. We extended it when it took longer than necessary. And finally, it turns out variadic templates are really hard. And other compiler implementers are discovering this as well. And it didn't make it into Dev 11 because we could not finish it to get all the corner cases correct and to get the feature high quality for Dev 11. So the bad news is, here we are sitting here with all this work invested, and we wish we'd known that 18 months ago, a year ago, because we would have implemented several other C++ 11 features instead. We thought, here's a really good one we love, but it didn't fit.
Sure.
The good news is that we have a lot of invested, we've got a shelf set with most of variadic templates done, which means post VC 11, post VS 11, we have a leg up to do that and much more C++ 11 conformance work, which we are going to do. And by the way, everybody is going to assume and parse my sentence I just said, post VS 11, to mean, yeah, VS 11 plus a couple or 3 years, because that's what Microsoft always does. All I can say is, do not assume that post VS 11 means you're going to have to wait a significant amount of time. We'll see how fast we can get it to people, but we tried hard, we invested a lot, nobody's more disappointed than we are, and the developer who burned midnight oil getting variadic templates in almost made it, but it's going to come soon after VS 11.
It's part of that pragmatic discussion that you have to have with people about, you know, software development not being, you know, it's, we don't have unlimited resources. People look at us from the outside and they go, you know, this, you know, 2.5 billion people that work for Microsoft, surely you can do anything. It's like,
hey, I used to think that before I
only 2.5 billion?
Yeah.
You know, it's like, it looks like that. But even with, you know, the number of employees that we have and the number of people that we have working on these things, there's still more work than there are people. At some point, you have to make decisions as to what's going to ship in the product, at what time, and what is the priority order. And it's, you know, we'd love to give you everything that we possibly could in every release. But you know, the pragmatic customer, the pragmatic person knows that that's just simply not reality.
Absolutely.
And so we actually prioritized doing C++11 conformance work as a must-do for VS11. And we did ship the entire standard library.
So C++ performance work.
Well, C++ conformance.
Conformance.
I couldn't
remember
if you. I couldn't hear if you said performance or conformance. Conformance work.
Well, I said that.
Yes.
All right.
And so we did manage to do the whole standard library. We were also going to do a big bang language feature. So we took a look at the priorities. WinRT's tablet, so important. GPU, so important. And we are going to do conformance anyway because it's that important. Ugh. And we got caught in a trap because the feature was way bigger than anybody expected.
Fair enough.
But we're almost there. It's not that we don't care. We tried, and we're going to take all that and be able to leverage it. It's not lost work. Just didn't quite fit in this cutoff.
I think, you know, that there's a tendency that people that, you know, will get there and they'll say, oh, because we didn't implement 100% of the spec, we therefore don't care about the language, right?
It's harsh, but, you know, I can understand why people may react
that way. I get it, you know. If you look at the investments we've made, and this is what the point you were making about the WinRT stuff, you know, the tablet work, C++ AMP, you know, the standard library, you know, it's clear just from the, you know, this conference with all this C++ content, with, you know, the announcement we did with C++ AMP and the discussions with, you know, AMD and the, you know, making that stuff available to the community and all this, we clearly care about C++.
Yeah.
We just have timelines, just like everyone in the software industry has timelines. We have resource constraints, like everyone in the software industry has.
And we are part of a market and an ecosystem that has large forces in it.
Right.
And so I think job one has always been keep C++ relevant.
I think that's been done.
And an equal job one. Well, we've been working on that, and we love the love that's been shown at this conference, and we see the renaissance happening, and it's true across the industry and at Microsoft. And conformance is also a pry one. So standards conformance across all platforms is important, so is keeping C++ relevant. And the people who don't care about tablets, there are some. That's perfectly fine. The people who don't care about GPU, they may say, oh, why did you spend time doing those things instead of my feature, instead of conformance? Because I need to work on GCC and Clang and Visual C++ as well. And I completely understand how they can feel. They should still be happy, I hope, and maybe they won't be this week, but I sure hope they will be over time, as they see how important it was that we invested work in tablet-based WinRT and in GPGPU, even though they don't need it today, because those things keep C++ relevant and first-class and high-priority investment long-term. So,
well,
it's
there's
so important.
Your answer, man. There is your answer. So rewind it. Watch it again, rewind it, watch it again. I want to move on to Joanna and a little bit about the XAML designer and the work that you guys did to support everything underneath, whether it be JavaScript, C++, or C#. How did that, did that impact you at all at your level?
It's actually really interesting. So our team did the support for C# and C++ and VB. JavaScript was done through a different team. But the fact is that the way that it's implemented, the way that WinRT is just projected, that our implementation, it was actually pretty straightforward to expose the same feature set in the UI across the different languages. We actually had to do a minimal amount of work to support both languages with the designer. And what that means is that every single feature, there is no, it's exact parity across the designer. Anything that you can do in C#, you can also do in C++, which is a really great story.
Yes.
And it gives a lot of flexibility on the UI side. And having those tools in Visual Studio allows people to just write in place. You know, you're code-centric, you're trying to get your code done, but there's just certain things that are more efficient to do visually. I'm just moving things around, I just want to get it in the right place. And having a designer available, it's just really nice. And then you pair that with the power of XAML, which gives you some really nice ways of doing, you know, pinning things to different edges and having the right alignment and auto sizing and all these great things that can be harder to do in some other presentation frameworks. XAML makes it really easy. So I think pairing C++ and XAML, it's just a really great tool for the C++ developer. I think they're going to really, as they dive in and start playing with it, I think they'll find it pretty intuitive and should be able to get going really quickly.
I mean, it should be a little bit easier than writing an MFC app, but we don't have to go there. Now, you were an MFC developer, right? Back in the day.
I wrote a rather large, funnily enough, authoring tool for interactive applications. I've actually been at Microsoft for about 4 years.
Okay.
So I was actually one of those people that I worked at a small startup. We did this authoring tool. And I used to look at Microsoft and go, oh, if I only worked at a company that had unlimited resources, it would all be so easy.
Oh, yeah.
So anyway, but yeah, so I definitely did a lot of programming in MFC. And dealing with, you know, all of the issues on the UI and, and as well as the multi-threading. I mean, I think that, you know, it's not specifically related, but I think it's a really...
That's so important. That's so important because responsiveness and getting away from the single-threaded GUI is just like a P0 feature.
It's so integrated into the platform. How, you know, Windows 8 is just designed to be asynchronous in all the important ways so that you're not blocked in it. You know, I think the great thing about having XAML and the Metro-style UI and the rich controls and the async support, it gives developers the ability to create an application that's going to work great and look great out of the box. And I think that's like a really compelling story.
Absolutely.
That, you know, you don't have to work quite as hard to make it look good, right? So I think that that's a really nice story.
Yeah, I mean, I think with XAML, you're set up to be able to better bring, you know, quality design of your application, user experience into it.
Absolutely.
You know, it's a lot less work to do that than it traditionally used to be.
It's true, and I also have been talking a lot about, you know, using XAML, but then also using the design guidelines that Windows 8 is providing. I mean, they have checklists and design guidelines right on the Dev Center. You don't have to guess. You know, if you have your own vision and you have your own design, you can still do that with the flexibility of the platform. But if you really just want to make it look and feel the basic out-of-the-box controls, it's really easy to do. Follow the guidelines, and it's going to look great. And because of all the transitions and the animations, I love all the animations and the liveliness of Windows 8. And I think that having all of those transitions and animations built into the default controls, you know, C++, using MFC, try to do a little animation. It's all owner draw. It's all hand-coded. I mean, it's not easy to do.
No, it's not.
But you can get that nice, smooth animation scrolling and all that really great UI that, you know, your users will be like, wow, this is a really exciting app. But I think all that together.
That's great stuff.
It's the land of and, though, because it's not... Do not worry if you love MFC. MFC is still there. Everything continues to work. This is... And we also get... Yeah. And it's not just, oh, here's the new toy. We'll forget about this. No. It's for Metro-style apps. This is this wonderful thing. All the stuff you know and have built on still continues to work. And I really love the story that C++, this whole thing that everybody knows, C++ is just has not as great tools, is so not true anymore, at least on our platform. And that is such a nice thing to say.
Absolutely. And I want to say this. Where the heck are all the tweeters? Are you kidding me?
We have look at who we have up here.
I have to run.
Oh,
thanks,
man,
for inviting me.
Hey,
see you later,
great
Tony.
To see
thanks
you,
for
Tony.
Coming.
Thanks for coming, man.
Thanks,
man.
See you.
See you. Have a nice time. So tweet questions to #CH9Live if you want to know about the XAML designer, if you want to know about C++11, if you want to yell at Herb, right? Now's your chance, man.
That would be an all caps tweet.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Man. There's some really. I mean, one thing, there's some passionate people, that's what I'll say.
That's a dangerous
request,
right?
There you go.
So I want to ask this, Herb, real quickly, in some sense. Everything is asynchronous, not everything, a lot of things are asynchronous in this Metro UI. In C#, they have this very sort of async await pattern, very simple, looks sequential, it's actually asynchronous, really simple and nice.
Yes.
What do we do in C++?
What we do in C++ is we use the new, brand new PPL task model, which, like I said, works well with futures, but it also has being able to write continuation styles with .then. So if you've done JavaScript and you know .then, which is very popular there, or TPL on the managed side, the same thing now is available. And futures are great if you want to wait for a result, but it's even better often if you can say .then and pass a lambda or something to be done. whenever that's ready, because you know now what the right thing is to do when the value is available. But you don't want to necessarily block this thread and wait till it's done. Just say, oh, by the way, when this is done, do this, which can then be done efficiently by the thread that just finished producing the result without a context switch, or we can engineer under the covers to make that very efficient, make it do the right thing.
Okay.
So it's a very nice model, and that's the way you do it in both JavaScript and PPL.
The code more readable, too.
Yeah.
Like, it's easier to follow and figure out what's going on.
Exactly. Yeah, it's really slick. And in fact, there's a whole session on PPL at the conference, and also Tarek Madkur's session, which if you haven't seen it, you can still get it on demand.
Yes,
all of these are available on demand.
Yes.
He's got like 20 minutes he was expecting to spend. So it'll be 20 minutes plus or minus a few on just PPL and the task model and async, because it's so important. And it's really cool to be able to do that again in C++, just as simple as JavaScript or C#.
Excellent. We got a question from Figueres, another niner. For non-Metro apps, what are the design guidelines for Windows 8?
So for desktop apps,
yeah.
There's two kinds of apps. There's the Metro-style apps.
We gave you this because apparently that's not working, so here
okay.
you go.
The design guidelines, it sort of depends on the framework that you use. Mm-hmm. If you want to use WPF, you can follow, it's really up to you. A lot of times when using WPF, we might recommend that you follow the Windows guidelines, which are also available online.
Okay.
For Metro-style apps, follow the Win8 guidelines. I think.
That's great.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, Figueres, that's all you can do, man. All right, perfect phase. What are my options for UIs for desktop apps in C++?
Oh, short answer. Everything you already know, improved, because
yes.
we've been improving all of those, plus now XAML.
Great.
Designers, and basically if you've got Windows Phone 7 UI or you've got a C# UI in XAML, cut and paste the code, man. It's like
yeah.
with little or no changes, it'll just work, which is really cool.
Now you can also have HTML5
yeah,
with C++ underneath.
Yes. Absolutely.
That's
right.
kind of mind-blowing.
You're right. You know, I think about XAML so much because
yeah.
it's just so nice to get love from a tool. I forget we have love for many tools now.
Yes.
You know, we didn't go from 0 to 1. We were from 0 to N, which is
yes.
kind of mind-blowing. We're not used to that in C++.
Well,
so.
And actually, I mean, I am on the Blend team, so
yes.
I will have to say that you can use Expression Blend now to author
yes.
HTML applications and then open that in Visual Studio to edit your C++. So that's another. So you not only do you have tooling on the XAML side, but you also have very rich tooling, and I would recommend people check out Christian Shorman's talk on Expression Blend, which gives
totally.
An amazing detail of the great new work that's going to be there that people can use to create their UI.
Let me use that to make a meta comment about what we've been seeing this week.
Okay.
One of the reasons I am so excited about what we're seeing is not just because I want one of these tablets, because it's exactly what I want. I don't want my two devices, one of which I use 10% of the time.
Mm-hmm.
I want all of both devices, the one I have 90% of the time, also be able to do the cool stuff. And I see Microsoft as a company coming across and delivering a vision and making it integrated with all the tools, the different divisions working together to build an integrated product, not just silos of here's my feature and I'm doing my feature, and they don't work together.
Mm-hmm.
They're all building the same vision and they're building tools that work together and are integrated in all these wonderful ways. That is one, I can't think of another time in the last 15 years that I've seen Microsoft do something like that. We've always delivered great features, but I'll do my feature, you do your feature and your product team.
Yep.
And it's wonderful to see the synergy and a whole company turn on a dime and do this wonderful thing.
It's amazing to see the collaboration and all of the work that people had to do together. I mean, it's been great. Like, I've been working with the C++ team, we've been working with the Windows team. You know, it's been so much collaboration, and we're all going in the same direction. And I think that is a really, it's a great thing to do. And it actually makes it really fun because, you really feel like you're part of something much bigger, which we are.
Yes.
And we still do our features for our product. Like, for instance, we did C++ AMP for GPGPU.
Yep.
But again, even that works together inside the Metro Style app, for example. So yes, you can use GPGPU, compute-accelerated Metro-style apps in C++ with a XAML
really?
or HTML5 or Expression UI. This is a new world.
Wow.
This is a new world.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Please tweet your questions to #CH9Live. I mean, where is everybody? Come on. Now, what I want to talk about in some sense is, I want to ask his question. So. Why do you use this C++? This is great, because I actually have this question.
Okay.
Thank you for asking it, Pierre. Now, Herb actually is responsible for this.
Well, you didn't.
Can you explain
why? You didn't read the whole question, so let me do that for those who can't see it.
Okay.
Why do you use this C++ CLI-like proprietary syntax for C++ WinRT? No other C++ standard compliant option? Short answer is no, there isn't another standard compliant option. And we actually didn't slavishly follow C++ CLI either, just because we'd already done that before. In fact, if you haven't already, please see my talk from yesterday, 532, I think, was the number,
yep,
where I talk about this at some length. We looked at all sorts of design options. What's the right and simplest way to surface WinRT types in C++ to consume and to author with as little language impact as possible? Because standard C++ is important. And one key part to that is you do need three things whenever you bind to a foreign object model, because that's really what we're doing. We're binding to a non-C++ object model. It means you have to talk about its types, like reference and value and interface types and properties, events, delegates, mm-hmm, and their exception types. You need to talk about their allocators, because they allocate memory differently and have different memory pools. And you need to talk about a pointer to the things they return, because those things may not be just regular pointers. So in our case, they're reference counter. The .NET case for C++ CLI, they're garbage collected and can change values. Those are the same three things that C++ CLI identified and answered. And even though we said, you know, let's not look at it, but let's keep it in mind, but do greenfield on what does it take for WinRT, we over and over and over again kept redesigning features we already had in C++ CLI, because the same forces are at work. You're binding to this foreign object model. And then we finally said, we keep coming up with the same thing. Let's do that. Right. Now, by the way, why didn't we use standard features? We worked very hard 5 years ago with the who's who of the ISO C++ community, including all the officers of the committee, Bjarne Strustrup, all the key players, to make C++ CLI an international standard. It was an ECMA standard that anyone can implement who wants to. And so that also means we don't have to now go and submit these features, because we already have. In fact, some of those C++ CLI features are already part of the new ISO C++ standard. NullPutter came from C++ CLI. Enum class came from C++ CLI, and a few others. The override and final are very much like C++ CLI, nearly identical, except they renamed final. Override's the same. Mm. So we're absolutely interested in working and feeding that back into the standards process and doing minimal extensions, and even those we've tried to make open community standards. So it turned out that we didn't have to invent yet another thing for WinRT.
Yeah.
If you compile with /CLR, the syntax binds to .NET. If you compile with /ZW, it binds to WinRT, purely native, purely COM, no virtual machine, none of this. Mm-hmm. It's pure WinRT.
Understood. Very nice. And it makes sense. It makes perfect sense. Now, if you happen to write ISO standard C++,
which you should, all the time,
you can still write these Metro apps in ISO standard C++.
Oh, yeah. For any module, the guidance that we're trying to give people, and hopefully this is something that people will grok, mm-hmm, in any language, C#, JavaScript, C++, if you have a module, you want to write the guts of it in your language. That shouldn't change. It's on the surface area of it. If you want that surface area to be able to communicate with other languages or consume WinRT interfaces, that's where you use WinRT types.
Got it.
Because they're for the boundaries. We now have, for the first time, a native object-oriented boundary type, module ABI safe type, and be able to talk about classes and interfaces and properties and events and exceptions across modules and across languages in native code.
Nice.
That is a really cool thing.
That's a beautiful thing. And then you can paint the picture of it in the XAML designer, outputs this beautiful application. Gone are the days of the overly complex UI development for modern applications written by native developers.
But let me
it's
go
a
back
great
to,
story.
But let me go back to you, because this is a nice segue, because part of what we did is we went beyond C++ CLI. We did at least one more thing that a lot of people wished we'd done in C++ CLI, which is partial classes. That was by far the biggest blocker to getting designer support for C++ CLI applications.
Interesting.
It is now there in WinRT. If it wasn't, your tools wouldn't work, because you have to be able to round trip. Your tool writes part of the class, I write part of the class, and you remember what it was like in MFC? Let's not think about that. We can still do MFC if we want, but we don't have to do that anymore. So how has that helped you when you just take a look at how that's made your life easier as building your product? How important is that to you? If we didn't have that, what would your job have been like?
Well, I think that we would have had a much smaller set of features in the tool in terms of,
Yes.
Yeah, I actually, you know, I don't have a lot of details in particular about how the partial classes help in the details of the implementation, so I can't really talk to that in a big way. So I think I might defer that answer.
Fair
Sorry
enough.
About that.
But still, your point is made. She understands what you're saying. I understand what
yeah.
you're saying. You added new capabilities that, in fact, inform tooling and enable tooling, which you've taken for granted, say, in C#, which had partial classes in 3.0.
Frankly, I think ISO C++ ought to have partial classes. And if you might see a recommendation, a proposal for that for standard C++, because it would help people on all platforms. It would help you build tools on all platforms.
Excellent.
Charles, it's not some big collection of little Band-Aid features. That's never the answer.
Agreed.
You have to understand the problem, which means waiting a version or two sometimes, waiting for the dust to settle, waiting to see what the problem really is, take time to analyze it and say, okay, I'm doing parallelism, but that doesn't mean I add a parallel loop into the language. What core language feature that is horizontal that can apply anywhere solves that problem, enables me to do the rest there as a library, and it solves all sorts of other things. And the answer is lambdas, for example, for parallelism, which
okay.
also helps me do
use
STL and yeah. async and all sorts of other things. Mm-hmm. So partial classes help designers. They also help you organize your own code. Mm-hmm. They may also help with a future module system. Mm-hmm. So it's important to not just say, I need a feature for design tools. Let me invent a design_tool keyword or something. That's not the point. What is it that's missing that lets you do the rest as a library?
And that okay. really goes back to, one of the big focuses for Windows 8 is really to think about it at the scenario level.
Mm-hmm.
And we said, what do we want users to be able to create from an application perspective, and how do we want them to interact with the technology? And then everything was thought about from that end-to-end perspective,
yep.
from a full customer scenario perspective. And if any, we tried really hard not to have any holes along the way.
Mm-hmm.
So rather than having a bucket of features, mm-hmm. that at the end of the day is just a bucket of features, now we have a set of features that complete a story for you when you're making your application. So that's just a really great part about an approach
yes.
to implementing our technology that we're offering.
I've seen it at Microsoft too, because I'm very used over the years to hearing people at Microsoft and other companies talk about, I'm working on my feature. And never have I so much heard people not just say the word, but be thinking of, I'm implementing my scenario. It's the experience for the user. And that's a big conceptual difference, and I think it really shows.
Absolutely. And, I think we're going to wind down now, as this is the end of our broadcast from Channel 9 Live at this great event on day 3. There's still another day, of course. So there's more C++ talks. There's more XAML stuff. There's more design stuff. People should look for all of that. I want to thank you for coming on to Channel 9 Live in pretty short notice. And I think the work that you guys have done is fantastic. So I want to see how people, as Scott Myers said, in terms of pushing the circle out where the native people aren't really going to care about what comes out of the box. They're going to go, I want to see how I can really tweak this. And they can.
How can I push the envelope?
From C++.
Yes.
Using the WRL library.